Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, something very different is Rihanna. I wonder, is she feeling the cold today? Because she's posted on her socials that her new baby is called Rocky Irish. Yes, that's right, Irish mares. So what's the connection to Ireland? And is it unusual to name a child after a place name or indeed a nationality? Joining me now is SJ Strum, a baby naming consultant and the author of Baby Name Envy. Hi, SJ.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well. What do you make of this? You're English, I gather. What do you think of her naming? Obviously, I'm far too close to this to give you my opinion, but what do you think of her putting the name Irish in her child's name?
Irish. I kind of love it. She does have the heritage, so she's followed a very traditional way of naming in her family. So her father is actually from Irish descent. So she's gone right back to her roots and chosen a very literal word name with Irish rather than Ireland, which is a little bit different, but I imagine she'd put her twist on it. But she does like to flow names through the family. So her surname is Fenty. Her fashion brand is called Fenty. Her name's actually Robin Rihanna Fenty and her dad is Robert. So he's obviously twisted her name, his daughter's name from his own name. So I like it. I think it's nice to look back and honour your heritage. Do you agree? You're not liking it.
I suppose we just were very sensitive about, you know, people co-opting Irishness, but perhaps we need to get over it. Tell me this, though. She's from Barbados, I understand. That's her ethnic background. But her father's side is originally from Ireland. I don't think people would be aware of that.
No, I wasn't. I had to look it up. Yeah, her father is a Fenty. So her family were sort of immigrants from Ireland to Barbados back many, many years ago. And I like the fact that she's gone back. And often when I'm doing name consultations with families and couples, they do like to look as far back as they can and bring that heritage in. It's particularly popular. I mean, I don't know if she's been to Ireland. Has she visited? Does she come back and explore?
Apparently she has, yeah. So
I'm sure she does. I mean, it's lovely. I think that she could have gone with a Barbadian name. And obviously she's got her very strong R theme. So all her children's name begin with R. So she's gone with it in the middle. But Irish, yes, totally unranked. No one else is using it.
She's
gone for a unique name there.
Okay. But you're ultimately saying, though, she gave this some thought. This just isn't the fancy of some rock star or pop star. I mean, she's clearly thought about this. Yeah,
she's really thought about it. And I think the fact that her dad, she used his name, Ronald, and called her Robin. So he's chosen the R theme. She's carried that R theme on with all her children. So she's got RZA, which sounds like scissor, but spelt R-Z-A, Riot. And now her first little girl, Rocky, which is, of course, her rap star husband's name. He's ASAP Rocky. So she's taking his name and then going to her heritage. So I think it's not a totally out of the blue, just jumping on a nationality she's got no connections with. I think she's hoping that her children will feel that connection to their roots. And I think that should be a lovely thing to do.
Yeah. And tell me this, are we seeing more of this in terms of the work that you do? People choosing names that identify a place or a nationality? Obviously, the obvious one is Brooklyn, which I think was where that child might have been conceived, if I'm not mistaken.
I know. And isn't it a bit weird that we all know that?
Like, yes, somewhat.
Well, I like when he's introducing himself, we're all a bit like, okay, maybe the world didn't need that information. Yeah, it was a massive trend. Remember in Brooklyn, and then there was the Parises, and then there's Bristol Clinton. So yeah, it's always been popular. Then it kind of went out of style for a little while. We weren't sort of loving the Chelseas and things like that, but it's really back with a boom, and it is celebrities leading it. So Ed Sheeran, his daughter is Lyra Antarctica.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that? Being named not just a country, a whole continent.
I know. Apparently it was like the one place he'd never been and because he travels so much, and then finally went and it was really magical. So I think what it is doing is what I do recommend couples do, which is think of a place that's special to you. They would have had some special memory there. I don't know if it was a Brooklyn Beckham situation in Antarctica, but it would be somewhere that's special to them, a place you travel to. So we saw Michelle Keegan and Mark Wright called their daughter Palma earlier this year because that's their favourite holiday destination. And I think giving that as a name either links you to your past and your heritage, or to just a really happy, joyful time in your life. And that always means you'll love the name. And when you're child grows up and is like, why did you call me this? You can give them the story. So I think places do bring a bit of storytelling and a bit of hopefully history into your baby's name.
And in a way, then a baby's name can kind of become almost, I don't want to say a landmark, but something that you can remember stuff by, that it's more than just a name. It evokes all sorts of things.
It does. And I think that modern parents are always looking for meanings. They don't just sort of pick names out of an A to Z book anymore. It's very much, what does this name mean? How do I link with it? So we're seeing travel names really boom because people love travel so much. And people always, a lot of this, when I say, what are you really into doing as a family? Most people say travel. So it's really seeing this boom in place names, and people are going much more rare. So we're hearing names like Holland, Oslo, Hudson, obviously of the Hudson River. You've got the Shannon River over there. So people are looking into places that they've been that they loved, or just sort of landmarks. So ocean, river, cove, and sort of landmarks in nature are really popular as well. And I think, like exactly what you said, it takes you to a place where you felt something and you want your child to have that feeling as well.
Cove, you mean C-O-V-E, as opposed to cove in Ireland, which is C-O-B-H, which could be complicated for people. Tell me this, just before I let you go, you are a baby naming consultant. And not that I want to do you out of any work, but people of a certain generation might say, come on, can you not figure this out yourself? Do you really need a consultant? So who gets in touch with you?
Yes, I swear that no babies would have a name if it wasn't for me, John. I go door to door. No, it's very much often when somebody's on their second child and they get really stuck, and it can be couples who are like, he's got this list of names, I've got this list of names, we just cannot agree at all. Or they're like, I really love the name Louis, but it's really popular. Can you find me something of a similar vibe, a similar strain? Or we want to honour my grandma, but we don't love the name Mildred. Can you help me with something more modern? And I research names, pretty much I'm a researcher. I love names. I love the meanings, the history. And then I pull out something that's special for them, a list that's just for them. And it often helps. Sometimes it's just getting conversation flowing. But yeah, I've named thousands of babies, and it's a really, I think I invented the job, but it keeps me very busy. So I really, really enjoy it. I think I've done four consultancies today for babies on the way.
Today
and so
alone?
It's really, yeah. It's
what was the best name you gave today, do you think?
My best name today. So let me have a look. I've just done one for She Liked Louis, but she was worried it was a little bit too popular and she wanted something quite playful. So I've done, I don't know if you're going to be on her vibe, but I've done names like Ashby, which is a little bit more modern. I've just basically done a playful route, playful vintage, like Kit, a vintage nickname she might not have heard of. Lenny, a little twist that's a little bit more rare because it's only 142 in the charts, whereas Louis is much higher up. And she gave me a brief of playful. So I've done things like Sunny, things like Harlow. So I just take her vibe and send a list of names through, and then they can sift through and see which ones they like.
Fascinating stuff. I've been talking to SJ Stroom about Rihanna naming her child after Ireland, or the nationality Irish. She's a baby naming, this is SJ Stroom, not Rihanna. She's a baby naming consultant and author of Baby Name Envy. SJ, lovely to chat to you.
Lovely to chat. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.